Hey, and welcome to Network Computing's Security Channel podcast. I'm Curtis Franklin, and first I want to apologize. Boy, we have had a crazy month, and it has been way too long since I was able to sit down with a microphone and do one of these podcasts. I apologize, but gee, it's amazing what a lot of articles and a couple of hurricanes will do to your schedule. Now, I live in the northern part of Florida, so we have been spared any real touch of the hurricanes at all in terms of the wind and the rain coming on top of us. But having been through three hurricanes last year, a lot of people around here remember what it was like. And so we've had a bunch of folks heading north and then west to try and offer some assistance, which leaves those of us who are able to stay here with a bit more to do. It's funny. A lot of people are taking the opportunity of the hurricanes to talk about their favorite political issues, and I'm going to leave politics entirely alone. I certainly feel for everyone whose life has been disrupted by either one or both of the hurricanes. But there are some things that those of us who spend our lives in the security and business assurance and business continuity areas should be thinking about coming out of Katrina and Rita. The big thing that I want to talk about today is planning for the worst. Those of us who have been involved in emergency preparedness for either civil authorities or businesses could look at what was going on in the early hours of Katrina and in the early days of the aftermath and say, gee whiz, something's going wrong. Now, the question of precisely what, I'll let Congress and the folks up there worry about. But as I've heard more stories coming in from businesses, it's obvious that many, many businesses in the Gulf Coast area from west of Mobile around to west of New Orleans never really thought that it could be as bad as it was. And that gets to our first failing in security and business continuity, the failure to imagine. We all look at risks and decide how much the potential vulnerability could cost us and weigh that against what it will cost to remediate that vulnerability. Now, whether we're talking about virus protection or a firewall or backup of our data or offsite system redundancy, we weigh the risk versus the costs. The real problems occur when we don't imagine the correct scale of the risk. And that happened with a lot of people. They looked at what had gone on in hurricanes over the past, let's call it 10 years, and said, you know, a bit of rain, a bit of wind, get some street flooding, maybe folks won't be able to come in to replace workers who are already here for a couple of days. We'll get through. What they didn't imagine was complete flooding of facilities, not just in the basement, but on the first floor or the second floor. They didn't imagine power and communications and other utilities being lost, not just for a day or two, but for weeks on end. They didn't imagine key employees dying or going missing or ending up hundreds of miles away with no way to communicate with those employees, since cell phones, landlines, and internet connectivity were all down. So what do we do? Do we all plan for the giant asteroid that hits Earth, wiping out most of life as we know it? Well, there may be businesses. There are certainly government activities where that's an entirely appropriate way of planning. But for the rest of us, we can scale back a little bit and still look at some lessons to be learned. One of the first that it's worth talking about is, what do you do with key people? It's very easy to say, well, we're going to contract with a company like SunGard or IBM Global Services Business Recovery Services to have a computer and network operations center standing by in a remote location where we can either hot switch our data or carry backup tapes. I know companies that do that, and those companies generally rehearse those activities once or twice a year. Exactly the right thing to do. What I'm going to suggest is that there's an additional layer, and that is making sure that when your employees get the call to go to a remote location because something massive is bearing down on your location, that you bite the bullet and make sure that their families go with them. The New Orleans Police Department and some other agencies and companies found out that when someone is asked to choose between their family and their job, there's no way of knowing beforehand which they're going to choose. And to be brutally honest, with the rarest of exception, those serving in the military, perhaps those in law enforcement, no one should be asked to make that choice. And if they are asked to make that choice, no executive should be surprised if they choose on the side of their family. So don't make that choice part of your business continuity plan. Plan for the families to go with them. Put them up in hotels. It goes a long way towards guaranteeing that when the time comes, you'll have the personnel to keep up with your business activities. One of the other things that we've learned is that when communications infrastructures go down, they go down hard. We've learned lessons about things like how cell calls are routed even when the people with those cell phones are safe and have recharged cell phones. It's entirely possible that the central office switches that calls must be routed through in order to reach those cell phones will be underwater and inoperative. Now, telephone companies are required to have backup power for central office switches and for cell towers, but that backup power is only required to last long enough for service crews to arrive, usually within a maximum of about 48 hours. We found out that when things go horribly wrong, 48 hours can be a hopelessly optimistic time frame for restoring service. So what do you do? One of the options is to look at, so help me, pagers that operate nationwide and don't depend on single points of failure. Getting text messages out can be a huge step towards making sure that people are kept apprised of what's going on. making sure that those pages work off of commonly available batteries, like AA's, is also critical. Even when you can't reach a AC outlet in order to recharge something, most of us in our emergency kits keep some spare batteries. Make use of things like that. Make sure that everyone knows ahead of time that in the worst case, there are backup off-site. And when I say off-site, I don't mean the other location that's down the street. I mean something in another part of the country is available where people can call in to, at the very least, get recorded information or ideally a live operator telling them what's expected, where and when, and to whom they can communicate. In terms of backups, I fully expect one of the business categories that will end up benefiting from something like the hurricanes we've seen will be the remote tape storage locations. You know, I'll bet there are a lot of companies with payroll, accounts receivable, and other critical records that sat in mucky salt water for 2 weeks, who would have absolutely loved the idea that they had a backup going back to the Friday before all this started, sitting in an old salt mine or an old iron mine or an old coal mine or even in a warehouse somewhere in the upper Midwest. Making sure that our businesses continue is a critical part of security. One of the trends we've seen and that I've talked about in earlier podcasts is the notion that security is in many ways evolving towards business continuity or business assurance. The idea that the reason we worry about security isn't for security's sake. It's to make sure that the things we do keep moving forward. Now, all of these are critical, and I've actually got some guests that will be coming on over the next 2 or 3 weeks who are going to talk about some more aspects of this. I'm sure they'll do a far better job than I do in explaining exactly what people should be doing. But let me throw in one more thing, and that's completely personal. I've talked to a number of people who went ahead and evacuated from New Orleans, from the towns surrounding New Orleans, when Katrina was coming. Most of them didn't believe, couldn't imagine how bad it was going to be. And every one of them bemoans the fact that they left things behind. Not huge things. We all know that when the time comes, there are certain things that simply won't make it into the car or the truck or the minivan. But every one of us, in terms of our personal business security, and I'm talking about the business of being a family, the business of being a responsible individual, there are a couple of things you should make sure you have locked down in your thinking and your planning. First of all, have a plan. Know where you're going to go. Know when. Know what you're going to take with you. In our family, it involves a number of computers and several boxes of scrapbooks and a couple of boxes of records. And then the food and water that will supply us for at least 5 days if we're on our own. We also know how to communicate. Now, in our case, not only do we have cell phones for the three of us, my wife, my son, and I, we know who we would call if we couldn't reach one another. In addition, we've all taken the step of becoming amateur radio operators. We each have handheld radios that go with us. We know frequencies. We know schedules. Is this a little bit obsessive? Well, maybe. But I tell you what, if the day comes when I'm driving away and my family is driving away, should we be separated? I'm not going to think it was in the slightest obsessive if an hour or two later, I'm assured that the folks I love are safe because we've managed to communicate through known intermediaries. Are there things that we haven't thought about in our personal planning? I'm sure there are. But we've tried very hard to imagine worst-case scenarios and accommodate ourselves to working out family communications and family continuity in those worst cases. Do that. If you are in a business, it is absolutely part of your responsibility to your owners, to your employees, to your customers, to make sure that the business continues. If you want those employees to stay with you, think about having sessions where you talk about the personal continuity as well. Not only will it help them be more prepared, but it gets everyone into the business of thinking about the worst cases and knowing that regardless of how bad it gets, with some forethought, with some planning, and then with some execution on those plans, we can all get through that worst case. If you were touched by Rita and Katrina, I'm sorry, and I hope that your life gets back to normal as soon as possible. We know here in Florida that as soon as possible can be a long time indeed, but it can be gotten through. For everyone else, I hope that your business and your family are safe and well, and please look forward to listening in with much less of a delay than we've had since the last podcast. Until next time, for Network Computing and the Security Podcast, this is Curtis Franklin. So long.